KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees here in Atlantic. Again, we're looking for partly cloudy skies today and a high around 52. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources is reviewing water testing done for nitrates in 43 public water supplies after discovering some results which didn't look right. DNR environmental specialist Kathy Lee said the problem happened when samples tested by Mangold Environmental Testing in Storm Lake.
We noticed some irregular sample results, and we investigated with Mangold, and we determined that after they put a new piece of equipment into place, that some incorrect sample results were calculated.
Lee says they asked Mangold to stop doing samples and have been working with them to try and determine what went wrong.
Well, at this time, we don't have any information to suggest that there's any problem with any of the drinking water supplies that utilized Mangold environmental testing. However, we are reviewing all of the data, in particular to see if any of the results can be recalculated to a correct result so we can replace those values in our database.
She says they haven't determined that any of the samples tested had high levels of nitrates. Lee says the water supplies are periodically tested to make sure the nitrate levels meet acceptable federal standards.
High levels of nitrate in drinking water can be harmful to infants less than 6 months old, causing what is commonly referred to as blue baby syndrome. And so we want to prevent any exposure to that.
Lee says Mangold has been cooperating with the DNR as they try to figure out the issue, and she says the DNR does require notification within 15 days when new equipment is placed into service to testing facilities, and Mangold didn't let them know for a couple of months. She says she doesn't know yet if the company will face a penalty for the late reporting.
Our investigation is ongoing, and any enforcement action has not, any decision regarding enforcement action has not been made at this time.
The DNR and Mangold each sent letters to the operators of the water supplies to notify them of the issue. The 43 entities impacted include locally the Breda Water Supply, Early Municipal Water Supply, Eastop and Council Bluffs, Hamburg Water Supply, Lewis and Clark Monument, Mapleton Municipal Water Plant, the Oakland Municipal Water Utility, Schuler Manufacturing, Shenandoah Water Department, Sydney Water Department, Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, Corning and Brooks, Southern Iowa Rural Water in Creston, number two, and Learning Journey in Council Bluffs, also West Central RWA and Woodbine Water Department. For a list of the other public water supplies affected, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Well, the opening of the Sunnyside Ice Rink in Atlantic has been delayed due to the inconsistent weather pattern. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Seth Stasselm said Monday that he had hoped to have the rink open by this Saturday, December 22nd, but now it looks like that won't happen until after Christmas.
It's going to be weather dependent. We tried filling it the other day. My train of thought was, well, the ground's frozen. If we plug up the drains, you know, cap them off and everything, it should hold water. Well, it doesn't hold water. All the water went through the cracks on the concrete. So we're going to work on getting the liner out while it's nice and get it laid out and start getting the water in. And we'll wait for the freeze, and it sounds like it'll be after Christmas till it's going to freeze again and it'll be open.
In the meantime, park staff will be working on winter projects such as making their own curling rocks so young adults can try out the sport of curling, which is an Olympic event. Stasselm said ice skates are available for use on a first-come, first-served basis, but they're not in good condition, meaning the skates are not very sharp and they're not very attractive. If you have your own skates, you'll probably want to use them instead when the rink opens. He said also the Schulberg campgrounds are closed and the roads inside Sunnyside Park are closed, but the park remains open for winter activities. In other business, Jolene Smith with the Atlantic Royal Neighbors Association presented a check for $900 to Stasselm for a black bench that's been placed in the downtown city park just south of the restrooms and shelter house. Park and Rec board member Charlene Bean commended Smith for her efforts over the years to spearhead fundraising for various projects.
Jolene is just a powerhouse behind the activities of Royal Neighbors in Atlanta. And she does projects, she leads projects all through the year that raise money for worthy causes, and they do so much good in the community and in the world. $900 is a lot.
It is, yeah.
And the Parks and Rec Board Monday evening approved a proposal for a staggered four-year park board terms instead of the current 6 years. They had approved it during their last meeting as well, but Stasselm wanted to consult with the city attorney to make sure it was legal to change the terms in an effort to reduce burnout and get other people interested in serving. Parks and Rec Board members are elected to their seat, not appointed. The city council will consider the proposal at an upcoming meeting. The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports numerous arrests have taken place over the past 3 weeks. Last Friday, 31-year-old Christine Jensine Porter of Creston was arrested on charges of child endangerment without injury and OWI first offense. Porter was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Monday on a $5,000 bond. On December 12th, deputies arrested 20-year-old Dustin Lee Jones of Atlantic on two district court warrants for probation violation. Jones remains held in the Cass County Jail on a $10,000 bond. On December 9th, deputies arrested 44-year-old Brad James Smith of Atlantic for OWI first offense and driving while revoked. He was later released on his own recognizance. 29-year-old Bryston Lee Flathers of Atlantic was arrested December 7th for OWI second offense. And again, he was later released on his own recognizance. On December 5th, Cass County deputies arrested 40-year-old Aaron Joseph Moore of Wyota on a felony charge of interference with official acts involving a dangerous weapon and an aggravated misdemeanor charge of carrying a knife over 8 inches. Moore remains in the Cass County Jail on $10,000 cash bond. That same day, December 5th, the sheriff's deputies arrested 40-year-old Matthew David Blair of Jefferson on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Blair was released the following day on $3,000 bond. On November 30th, deputies in Cass County arrested 42-year-old Amanda K. Bashore of Atlantic on a charge of OWI for his defense. She was released the following day on her own recognizance. And on December 14th at around 8 a.m., Cass County deputies responded to a report of an accident at Highway 48 and Main Street in Griswold. A 2017 Chevy Explorer driven by 33-year-old Jennifer Elizabeth Bissell of Corning was stopped at the southbound stop sign and when the vehicle was struck by a 2005 Dodge pickup truck driven by 17-year-old Brock Hunter Wallace of Griswold, who was turning from Main Street onto the northbound highway. Wallace turned into the southbound lane and struck the left front or the front passenger side of Bissell's vehicle. There were no injuries reported. Damage amounted to $5,500 altogether, and authorities cited Wallace for making an unsafe left turn. Also, sheriff's deputies in Mills County arrested a woman from Pottawatomie County on drug charges Saturday evening after they responded at around 5:15 p.m. to the intersection of 221st Street and Highway 34 south of Glenwood for a man who was having a seizure as his vehicle was in the ditch. Deputies recognized the parties at the scene as Liam Whitehouse, the driver of the car, and his passenger, 27-year-old Jalia K. Kozad of Council Bluffs. Whitehouse told Glenwood rescue crews that he had taken a pill given to him by Kozad. Whitehouse was then transported to the hospital. A canine search of the vehicle resulted in the discovery of methamphetamine and a marijuana pipe. A search of Kozad's purse revealed a bag of meth, two different pills without prescriptions, and a hypodermic needle. Kozad was arrested on two counts of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and one count each of possession of meth within possession of drug paraphernalia. She was taken to the Mills County Jail and held on a $3,300 bond. The canine unit was informed by another Mills County deputy that Kozad allegedly tried to toss something when the deputy arrived. The canine alerted to a small bag of meth smashed into the snow under a footprint. The location just happened to be where Kozad was first contacted by the deputy, and the bag was identical to one she had in her purse. The news was brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.